A good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM atop the beautiful Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. How you doing today? Lots of good stuff to play for you. Lots of good stuff to talk about. In the next hour and a half, we're going to hear something off the new Jezu. That's going to be really cool. We got a new package in from Cranky Records, including the new Charlotte Blinds and the reissue of the first Le Bradford album. We might hear something off of that. We have something new by Ohm, so all you stoners out there can enjoy that. And pretty cool show coming up tonight. High on Fire and Mono will be in town. We'll be hearing something off of their respective new records. However, we're going to start off with the first half of the show. We just got mailed something. One of the weirdest things I've ever seen here. 180 G's to the Future, the music of Negative Land, performed by the 180 G's. Who are the 180 G's, you may ask? Well, the story so far, it was late in 2002 when the 180 G's brought their soulful blend of saucy gospel, doo-wop styles, and silky R&B a cappella to a capacity crowd at the first AME church in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, one of the tougher working-class neighborhoods of Detroit. Using nothing but their God-given instruments, this popular vocal group had made a name for themselves in their exciting renditions of the works of the legendary experimental music group Negative Land. As the applause swelled for their cover of Negative Land's cover of U2, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I could not hold back my tears of joy. How did these boys, just neighborhood kids we used to see at my church, end up being so famous? How did they get here in front of so many people, so many miles from their neighborhood on Becker Drive? We will answer that question throughout this next set. What we're going to do is we're going to hear the original version by Negative Land first, and then we'll hear the doo-wop soulful stylings, the cover version of the 180 G's. So here we go.
Give up.
As usual, and avoid panic buying.
The loudspeakers spoke up and said,
in the morning, till 10 o'clock at night, from 5 o'clock in the morning now, till 10 o'clock at night, from 5 o'clock in the morning, till 10 o'clock at night.
Communism is good,
Christianity is stupid, my Lord.
Christianity is stupid.
Communism is good.
Christianity is stupid,
my Lord.
Christianity is stupid.
Communism is good.
Give up, give up, give up, give up, give up.
Stupid, stupid.
From 5 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh, to 10 o'clock at night.
10 o'clock at night.
Communism is good.
Stupid.
Give up, give up.
Communism is good.
Give up, give up.
17 hours a day. Give up, give up, give up.
Shop as you
shop.
Display in one of our many exhibit buildings, and this display shows all the wonderful virtues and the great things that are going on up there in Contra Costa County. Before me is a mouth-watering display of all sorts of apples. There are melons, there's squash, and there's all sorts of things. And here's the gentleman who's going to tell us more about this wonderful exhibit from Martinez, Mr. Brett Nettles. Brett, how are you?
Very well, thank you today. Before you ladies and gentlemen down here, I have put in industry, representing all phases of it. I have represented all the oil companies, the paper industry, the chemical industry, and the Continental Can Corporation, plus the Glass Container Corporation. The main question a lot of people ask me is, do you have oil wells in Contra Costa County? I tell them that we are one of the newest fields in the state let's put it like this, in Northern California. And a lot of people ask me, where can I locate plants? And they're interested in getting out of this territory down here. I don't know why, I guess it's a smog. Now, my main background is a cat, which is 9 feet high. He's animated. His tail wiggles. One of his paws goes up and down, and he has a bee. The theme that I used, curiosity, led to the discovery of gas and oil in Contra Costa County. And we also have large vials of bubbling chemicals, animated flowers which turn around and around, and all in all, it's turned out to be a very effective exhibit for you people in Contra Costa County. I think if you come to the fair, you'd be very proud of it.
Well, I have certainly found it most interesting, Fred. I never did realize that you had so much going on up there. I've been through that part of the country, and my main interests are in fishing
County. Before me is a mouth-watering display of all sorts of apples, apple, melon, apple, squash, and there's all sorts of things.
And here's the gentleman who's gonna tell us more about this wonderful exhibit from Martinez.
Martinez,
Mr. Fred Nettles. How are you?
How are you?
Very well, thank you today. Before you ladies and gentlemen, down here I have put in industry, representing all phases of it. I've represented all the oil companies, the paper industry, the chemical industry, and the Continental Can Corporation, plus the Glass Container Corporation. The main question a lot of people ask me is, do you have oil wells in Contra Costa County? I tell them that we are one of the newest fields in the state of well, and let's put it like this, in Northern California. And a lot of people ask me, where can I locate plants? And they're interested in getting out of this territory down here. I don't know why, I guess it's the smog. Now my main background is the cat, which is 9 feet high. He's animated, his tail wiggles, one of his paws, goes up and down, and it has a beat. And my theme that I use, curiosity led to the discovery of gas and oil in Contra Costa County.
We also have large vials of bubbling chemicals, animated flowers, which turn around and around. Turned out to be a very effective exhibit for you people in Contra Costa County. I think if you come to the fair, you'd be very proud of it.
Well, certainly, found it
most interesting thread.
I never realized
that you had so much
going on up there.
I've been through that part of the country.
And my main
This is Tom Krautmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
Now!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music and the axe murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Snake in the one! No! No!
We had to listen to that, and then when we went to sleep at night, in our dreams we would hear...
I can't get no satisfaction.
You need sex, so we provided the girl.
Sock it to me, baby. 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 Give it to me what you got.
And when it comes to killing you, 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 they like to use every means in the book.
That is not the case.
Journalism or sensationalism?
A malicious tale about a maniac.
Murder and music.
You've given up looking.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
Enough typewriters.
Murder
journalism
and music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
And enough pads.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
And one of them will eventually come up with a King James version of the Bible.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
Your Bible.
You don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
We don't have enough data. We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
Data. We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data.
It's monkey business.
And that's why I'm saying...
Even a monkey could produce the King James Version of the Bible.
Data. Data. Data.
Too much data.
He was not a homicidal maniac. He did not show any...
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Signs of wanting to hurt anyone.
For I am in trouble.
The crime is somehow related to a record by a Bay Area band. Al Eisner has that story.
My eye is consumed with grief.
Many are still wondering why.
Yea, my soul, my being.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Satisfaction. Why me, Lord?
You're overreacting.
My strength faileth because of mine iniquity.
You're overreacting.
And my bones are consumed.
Don't find excuses for it. The easiest thing to do is do what he did.
Why me, Lord?
Apologize.
I was forgotten. As a dead man out of mind.
He apologized.
I am like a broken vessel.
But that's America.
Why me, Lord?
I'm considered a creep.
And you're overreacting.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
A creep.
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
The creep.
What?
I'm going to have to cut it out, but we're overreacting. We'll be back after these messages.
Ring.
This is Tom Crotmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in negative land?
No!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music, and the X-Murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Was negative land?
Crime is somehow related to a record by a Bay Area band.
Tell us, enhance that story.
Many are still wondering why.
Yeah, my soul, my being.
I can't get no satisfaction.
You're overreacting.
My strength fails, my inequity.
You're overreacting.
And my bones are consumed.
Excuses for the easiest thing to do is do what he did.
Apologize. I was for gosh as a dead man out of mind.
He apologized
like a broken vessel.
That's America.
Why, me Lord,
I am considered a creep.
And you're overreacting.
Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Creep.
What?
I'm gonna have to cut it off now. We're overreacting. We'll be back after these messages.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
For sure. You guys don't know where you're at. So much shit about you.
This is bullshit.
Sounds like it's portable,
yeah. Give it.
Yeah, it is cool.
Diddly shit.
Damn right.
Nobody cares.
I'm getting stronger all the time here.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little dog named Snuggle. This is American Top 40. This is bullshit.
Looking for a journeyman of song.
Hey!
Concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
I gotta get fucked full of shit. Who knows?
What's it fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous. This is American Top 40, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
And this one is about kids and pets. A situation we can all understand. Whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere. And it'll mean a lot if you're playing. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles. Little dog named Snuggles. But he was most certainly a part of the company. Start again. Coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
You can't get on the frequency that I'm on, you dumb son of a bitch. That's the letter U and the number two. The four-man band was Adam Blake on bass, Derek Ball and on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed the Edge on. Ooh, this is bullshit, nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit? Oh yeah, there's a lot of ways you can do it. I'm sure for sure, you guys don't know where it's at. Shit about it.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Sounds like it's portable too.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it is
both. Diddly
shit. Diddly shit.
Diddly shit.
Yeah.
Diddly shit.
Nobody cares.
We think we're getting stronger all the time here.
Come out of the zone.
simple goddamn numbers, man. It's impossible to make those transitions. Then you gotta go into somebody's dime. God damn it, if we can't come out of the low record, you don't understand it. Why are we doing these instrumentals? Cause we gotta. I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
You don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
You don't understand it. In the 50s, they considered it vulgar and despicable to have songs like Teach Me Tonight. Let's Do It by Cole Porter. All of You by Cole Porter. These were considered euphemisms for something dirty.
Who gives a shit?
Some vulgar, dirty ass.
Diddly shit, diddly shit.
Kingston Trio sang a song that used the word damn. It was banned on the radio.
God damn it.
In the 60s, it was a song called Louie Louie.
God damn it.
It was played upside, backwards.
God damn it.
Every way they could play it, looking for the dirty message.
God damn it.
Never found the dirty message. The FCC brought it.
Oh, fuck.
In the 70s, people went through the same period looking for the dirtiness of the song. I really don't think the satanic message is there.
Better be prepared to meet your maker. I'm happy your ass, boy.
Sounds like one of those gay bay boys.
Definitely meet me at Moline and the Monument. I want to personally meet you. You'll see me. I'll be wearing a red and white baseball cap. Says KBC Hard of Parts on it.
Okay.
Can't miss the sun.
Oh, it sounds like the real best address now, don't it? Okay.
Gonna whoop your fucking ass.
Okay. I want a goddamn absolute effort to come out of a record. It is a fucking up tempo record. Every time I do a goddamn death dedication, it's the last goddamn time. I want something in the ass's fucking brain. When I come out of a goddamn record, that it is all that is just a tempo. And I gotta talk about a fucking dog.
This is American Top 40, right here on the radio station you grew up with.
Music Radio 1384.
Oh, fuck you, Liz.
Fuck you too, Richard.
Oh, fuck you, Liz.
Fuck you too, Richard.
Yeah, I'd love to, wouldn't you?
I'm such a nice kid, though.
Well, there you go. The 180 G's. 180 G's. A soulful doo-wop gospel acapella band from Detroit doing gospel-y acapella tributes to Negative Land. And who'd have thunk it? Let's start off there. You just heard their rendition of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, probably Negative Land's most controversial single to date. If anyone in the know, I'm sure you already know. I'll give you the brief rundown, though. They sampled Casey Kasem flipping out on his producers on an outtake using, you know, four-letter words and a few blue words and vulgarities and stuff, and they mixed it in with an actual sample of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2. The album artwork just simply displayed the two letters U2, and U2 in turn sued Negative Land for about $50,000 and a long, long-standing lawsuit and ensued, debating the merits of copyright potential and whatnot. Before that, another great prank that Negative Land pulled, Helter Stupid. They informed their local news agents that there was a murder in Minneapolis. A kid killed his parents with an axe. Negative Land phoned in an anonymous tip and said that the song by Negative Land, Christianity is Stupid, caused him to do it, ensuing a giant legal battle, which they just know how to make their own trouble, don't they? But Helter Stupid is their dedication to stupidity in the media. You heard some really, really old stuff before that off of their Points album, their second release in 1981 with A Nice Place to Live. And I don't know how you managed to turn that into an acapella song, but the 180Gs managed to. And then we started off with the song that started it all, Christianity is Stupid, off of Escape from Noise. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead here. You like what you're hearing, you hate what you're hearing, give me a shout here at 822-2487. That's UBC-CITR. I always love to chat. Coming up in the next set here, show tonight, Richards on Richards. We are talking about High on Fire with Mono, Panthers and Coliseum. It should be extremely, extremely heavy. Bring your earplugs and, get ready for your innards to get jarred. We're going to listen to something by Mono here, and then we'll hear something off the new High on Fire. This is off of a few years back, 2003 to be exact. This is off of Mono's One Step More and You Die record. It's a lovely little tune called Calm. Thank you.
Downtown Burbank.
Well, Max, headquarters. Headquarters. Chaos.
An audio magazine to be read with the ear.
Thursday nights at 11.
I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye.
Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fair.
We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Oh, Mr. President, hey, oh, hey!
Thank you, Mr. Bale.
Every Thursday night on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm beginning to feel like a nut.
That's small.
Yet another quality program here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. Laugh Tracks every Thursday night. If you want to get your laugh on, tune in. Cliff Nesteroff, always a vast wealth of knowledge in the jugular vein, if you will. This show is a noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we've got some uninterrupted jams. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now!, Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumble Tone Radio, A Go-Go with Mr. Frank Yar. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, hosted by our sister station, CJLY. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway with the lovely Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Ms. Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, hosted by Julia. And then 11 o'clock, Get Your Downer On for Hans Klaus's Misery Hour with Mr. Hans Klaus. So keep it locked here. What did you just hear there in that last set? Well, you heard Mono off of an earlier release by them in 2003. I think it was their first real American release. The album is called One Step More and You Die. And you heard a track there by the name of Calm. And then you heard High on Fire, their newest one, Death is This Communion. The track was called Turk both bands playing tonight at Richards on Richards. So come get your plugs in and get your thrash on. Yes, indeedy. We're going to move into some kind of similar sonic territory. These guys may not be reinventing the wheel or anything like that, but I've always got a soft spot for them. They're called Ohm. Nice two-piece bass and drum attack. And their newest one is called Pilgrimage. This track is entitled Unitive Knowledge of the Godhead.
Thank you.
Something pretty beautiful there by Mr. Justin Broderick, the guitar virtuoso who now fronts his solo project, Yezu. New EP from him, Lifeline, it's called, on Hydra Head Records, just out on October 9th. You heard You Wear Their Masks there. And before that, some nice two-piece stonage from Ohm. Riff, Cadence, and Chant Compromise, the duo's new album, Pilgrimage. Yes, indeedy. And you heard Unitive Knowledge of the Godhead. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock. We'll be listening to Volume 1 of All Your Ears Can Hear, Underground Music in Victoria, 1978 to 1984. It involves a book involved with it and two CDs, all of bands that have been active in the underground Victoria scene. Stay tuned. Coming up, we will get back to the Nurse with Wound track. Stay tuned.
Thursday nights, 12 minutes at 2 a.m. Raw Radio, UBC 101.9, CITR. JT James, DJ Rain, and K-Dub. Get in where you fit in. Special guest DJs and all the hottest artists. 101.9 Raw Radio. Check us out on the web at www.rawradiocanada.com.
And we're just wrapping up the show here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls. And we end the show, as we do with most weeks, with the Nurse with Wound list. Yes, indeedy. Nurse with Wound's very first album contained 300 band names influencing Steve Stapleton and his project Nurse with Wound. 300 band names of the most obscure musics out there, making record geeks like me scramble trying to find every single artist included on there. Today, fairly, I would almost call it mainstream, but not mainstream, but a little better known. Actually, I'm talking about Cluster, the two-piece out of Germany. And this comes to you from progarchives.com. After a succession of the avant-garde Berlin group Cluster, with a K, due to the departure of Konrad Schnitzer, the two musicians, Dieter Möbius and Hans Joachim Rodelius, go to work in duet as Cluster with a C. The band's first years were clearly orientated to krautrock and to experimental electronic music. Consequently, the production of the band started with massive radical improvisations constructed around electric organ works, electronic collages, guitar sound manipulations, feedback. The result is rather similar to Cluster with a K's underground conceptual music, very chaotic with a lot of distortion and reverb. With its repetitive hypnotic guitar patterns and embryonic electronic collages, the second album, Two, can be seen in as a classic 70s German electronic underground record. This high-quality experimental electronic music will progressively lead the band to something far from the krautrock scene and extreme music. Well, that's what we're going to hear today, something off of Cluster's second album, Cluster 2. The track is entitled, excuse me, my German, can you believe I'm actually taking German? And my German is not very good right now, and the computer's taking its time unloading. And this is Cluster with Im Süden on a noise. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now. Thank you.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.